With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Molly Dove. Governor Jared Polis is issuing several new orders to help limit the economic damage from the coronavirus. As Scott Franz reports, that includes asking landlords to be lenient on their tenants.
Polis wants homeowners to stop charging penalties for late rent payments until April 30th as thousands of workers lose their jobs. And he says they shouldn't be evicted if they can't pay. He also says no state resources will be used on foreclosures or evictions unless they are necessary for public safety.
You should not lose your home or your utilities simply because a restaurant forced to close down to prevent hundreds or thousands of Coloradans from dying.
Polis added he is working to expedite the payment of unemployment claims. The state is also letting restaurants deliver beer and wine and offer it for takeout while their dining areas must remain closed until April 30th. I'm Scott Franz at the state capitol.
Colorado Governor Jared Polis is ordering non-critical businesses to cut the number of employees working together in offices and other workplaces by at least half. On Sunday, he also urged state residents to also do their part to reduce their potential exposure to the coronavirus by doing things like only shopping once a week and jogging less frequently. Polis said the state will set an example with more than half of its employees who do not work in round-the-clock operations working from home starting Monday. At least six people in Colorado are now confirmed to have died from the new coronavirus, including a well-known Vail musician. The Colorado Department of Public Health and Environment reported Saturday that five have died through Friday, and Eagle County officials announced that a death of a resident occurred Saturday morning. The Vail Daily reported that family and friends identified the Eagle County victim as Rod Powell, a singer and guitarist who had delighted après-ski crowds for decades. The health department said that as of Sunday, Colorado had 591 confirmed cases of COVID-19, with 58 patients hospitalized. The Aspen School District will begin remote learning for all students April 1st. The model will allow students to access assignments on their own time and work at their own pace. Teachers will hold office hours 2 hours each day so students and families can ask questions and give feedback. Superintendent Tom Heald said that there are still things to figure out before April 1st, including access to technology, grades and attendance standards, and credit completion for college. Heald said each school will be developing its own unique learning plan for staff and students. I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.